And if you haven't seen this special this year, well, you just saw about a third of it. It's a short program. It's a good program, but it's one of those really insightful stories of the importance of the Christ child in Christmas. While the story is largely secular up to that point, there is a moment of clarity, this moment of clarity, where Linus reads the nativity narrative. Leading up to this moment, there was, oh goodness, a letter to Santa, a Christmas pageant with loud jazzy music, thanks Vince Guaraldi, and the most pitiful Christmas tree ever. Of course, there's ice skating and everybody's favorite beagle. And Charlie is overwhelmed by all these sounds and all these sights and the commercialism and the chaos. And he cries out, "Isn't there anyone out there who knows what Christmas is all about?" Don't you feel like yelling that sometimes? Don't you ever get lost in all the commercialism? Don't we need voices like Linus's that tells it all about angels and shepherds and a babe born in a manger? Christmas at its root is a very simple story. But it's become like a cake with layers and layers of decorations and layers of icing. And suddenly it's no longer a cake, but a spectacle of messiness that's so sappy sweet that the truth is buried. Take a story about a God who loves his children so much that he comes to earth. He comes to earth in the most humble of ways, as a baby, as a human baby, with a message so strong that it can save all of humanity. But then you add a tree to that. You can't have Christmas without a tree. Presents, a distorted, commercialized, 4th century saint, a parade, a polar bear, flying reindeer, Yukon Cornelius, can't forget him, a snowman, an elf, sledding down on the back of a razor. And what are we left with? A mess. Humanity doesn't need the ghost of Christmas yet to come. It needs clarity on why we have Christmas today. We must reclaim Christmas as a season of remembering and celebrating when Christ came to earth and was born as a child. There comes a time in the telling of every story where it becomes necessary to hit the reset button and reclaim what is buried between all those levels of icing. And I think that's what Charles Schulz gave us in 1965. A moment of clarity on a stage full of noise. And he gave it to us in a way that touched many, many lives. So where would something like that begin today? Well, a lot has happened since 1965. We've added new layers to the Christmas cake with electronic lights that flash like a show. Clark Griswold. Competitions to outshine our neighbors. And don't forget Elf on a Shelf. Or Snoop on a Stoop. Or a Minch on a Bench. We could do this all day long, couldn't we? Or the one I posted this week, You in a Pew. But I think we can get from there to here. Like Linus, it begins with the original Christmas story, stripped of all of the extras. And then we have to teach our children that story. We have to reclaim that story as our own. We have to remember that there is a Creator God who loves each and every one of us. And we have to be a part of that story as well. As children of that God, we were, and still are, rebellious and disobedient. But because of, and in spite of that, God loves us so much that He made a way to redeem us from our wickedness. And this child, born in Bethlehem, didn't come with trees and electronic lights, but with shepherds and stars. He was and still is the greatest Christmas gift of all. And let's not tell the story with cliches and marketing sayings, but let's share the story from our heart. After all, the world knows us as the people who say, put Christ back into Christmas, or Jesus, the reason for the season. Even we think it's cliche. And don't let the world exchange happy holidays for Merry Christmas. Don't we sound a bit silly sometimes? Instead, let's celebrate for ourselves Christ Jesus. And let the world gawk in wonder as we demonstrate our love for God, for our neighbor, and even, dare I say it, for ourselves. Let Christmas be a season of showing God's love. And let the least of these be so enamored and trapped by that message that they want a piece of that as well. And if and when we do this, I believe that God will look down upon us and in His love say, now that's why I sent my son in the first place. And so in this season and in the season to come, celebrate Jesus. Get to the root. Get back to the humble beginnings. The Christ, the child born in humility, in order to save humanity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.